Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendspirado. That is a short show title courtesy of Johnny Davis in reference to the Eagles' Trendspirado, not the Antonio Banderas.
No, not the Robert Rodriguez joint.
Yeah, but he said it's inspired by a Waffle House Hotel California, aka that I can't track down. I'm looking for it. I'm ready for a Hotel California, aka baby.
I feel like maybe we did one earlier. I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's all
prolific. AKAs out of them.
Anyways, I'm Jack. That's Miles. And we are joined by super producer Anna Hosnier for some streaming recommendations.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put us on. What are we missing out on?
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you guys about a series of shows that I have been watching for Anna's Streaming Corner, and honestly not for Anna's Streaming Corner at all, because I enjoy streaming television, which is how this segment came to be.
Recommendation
station.
By the way,
this is a preview, a little tease, because tomorrow we have an amazing the rehearsal on a Streaming Corner with a super special guest.
Nathan Fielder.
I'm not saying it's Nathan Fielder because it's not. But
I am saying it's Jamie Loftus. Favorites.
It is Jamie Loftus.
It's Jamie Loftus. We have a huge tomorrow is the sort of prestige Anna Streaming Corner where we really get into the rehearsal.
Drill down.
This trending Streaming Corner is kind of like a mini Streaming Corner where I give you guys some recommendations and tell you what I've been watching.
Anna's recommendation stash.
Recommendation stashy.
Whoa.
Hey, come on now. Don't let that freak you out too bad, Anna. It was blowing in fruit.
No, she's busy
the power.
Copywriting that right now.
Okay, is the resort one? Because I started watching that because you told me to start watching
yes,
the resort.
The resort is a recommendation. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
An official recommendation.
Yeah, I can't lie. She doesn't miss. I started watching
and
I was enjoying it.
And I also was just at a resort. So like I'm like, I am feeling this. Everything they say kind of towards the beginning, towards the end or later half of the episode, it's not really so much something that I would relate to. But the first half, a lot of their feelings about the resort, I'm like, I know that.
Yeah, that and like the mundane sort of like back and forth of being in a long-term relationship, like they kind of nailed like when a relationship starts getting stale.
Yeah.
That was like okay. one of my favorite parts of the race.
What's a resort? No, what is the, it's a, like a mystery show?
Kinda. Like it's yeah. it starts out as a couple going to a resort. We don't know much about them, and then basically like evolves into this really, really crazy plot line where they like discover a phone and then try and find where the phone comes from, and then there's some other weird sort of maybe potentially supernatural stuff happening. There's a lot Uh-oh. Going on. You simply mm-hmm. must watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is what on else? Peacock.
Whoa, it's called Peacock.
Peacock. Oh. What else? What else? What's the other one?
All right. Another great recommendation of mine is This Fool from Chris Estrada and Frankie mm-hmm. Quiñones. And I actually wanted to point out, if you guys did not know, the team behind This Fool are also the team behind the Comedy Central hit Corporate, created all by the same guys and Chris Estrada. Wow. So Matt Ingebretson, Pat Bishop, Jake Wiseman teamed up with Chris Estrada to create This Fool, a hilarious sitcom about Chris Estrada and his cousin, Frankie Quiñones.
Corporate was so good, and it was on to, it was like covering a lot of stuff that has since been, I don't know, skewed in other comedic and like serious shows like Severance and all that.
I don't want to give away too much, but there is potentially a chance, and you'll have to watch and find out if this is true, that Corporate and This Fool happen in the same universe.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and guess they do based on that tease.
Yes, but I like that. To see how they reveal it.
Got you. Okay, cool.
Tune in tomorrow for a special guest to find out if it's Jamie Loftus.
It's Jamie
Loftus. Actually, we don't talk about whether Corporate.
No, but it's great. Seat, it's I would say Frankie Quiñones is prestige casting. You've heard it here. Anything Frankie's in is prestige casting.
Yeah, he's a great performer.
Yeah.
One of the
and he may or may not play a certain character's brother on What We Do in the Shadows, the new season.
Oh, shit.
I have been catching up on What We Do in the Shadows.
Teases all around. Okay, what else? What other recommendations?
Yeah, should I do a classic roundup? What We Do in the Shadows, the new season's out. Only Murders in the Building, the new season just ended.
Oh,
the new season of
Reservoir. You fuck with Only Murders in the Building?
What a weird question.
Yeah, didn't you? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that was one. Well, no, because that is one that I get. Like some people loving it and some people not fucking with it at all.
I love it because of podcasts.
Anna is talking to other people in a room right now and gesturing towards me while eye rolling and doing a throat slash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the room with us.
I'm sorry, Jack. Is it streaming? Then yes, I fuck with it. What a strange question to ask me.
The other one you said was you were watching the Lakers Hulu special.
Well,
I'll
get to that. But I also wanted to, as part of my roundup, the new season of Reservation Dogs is out. Great. This season really takes it to the next level. I really recommend everyone check it out. There was that Maya Rudolph show, Loot. Look, am I saying it's the greatest, you know, comedy show I've ever seen? No, but I do think Maya Rudolph really brings it in this show, and I think it's worth viewing. Also, the television show Physical, the second season just ended with Rory Scovel's in it. Anyway, check it out. It's a great show. Our very own Jaquise Neal has an appearance in it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And yes, Miles, thank you for bringing it up. I have been watching the Hulu docuseries Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers.
Ooh. Now that's shade at the Adam McKay show. The subtitle is like the true story of the
LA Lakers. After that show came out, Magic Johnson dropped the doc. This one came out, which I believe this one is made by the Buss family, based on my understanding.
And they make Dr. Jerry look pretty cool, huh? Pretty sexy guy.
Is it worth doing this rant? Should I do my Dr. Jerry Buss fucks rant?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I do like Miles's use of sexy at the way that it, like people used to use it in the 70s as just like a sexual person.
Yeah,
he's very like sexy. I don't know. Like it's sexy, like the Woody Allen use of sexy.
Is that what you get from the documentary, Anna?
Well, no, not at all. Before I do this, I wrote this rant out. And before I do it, I do want to say my domestic partner is a long time Lakers
diehard
tabby
fan. Cat.
Oh. And once I do this rant, most likely they will leave me. So I just kind of want to give you guys a sense of what I'm about to put out.
Don't worry.
Universe.
Yeah. Risk it all. Risk it all, Anna. Risk it all.
So Here's kind of my like overrated about all the, look, I enjoy these docuseries. I love a sports docuseries. I'm all in. I'll eat a 30 for 30 cookie. Okay.
Yeah. You haven't danced since The Last Dance.
Yeah, she took it seriously.
Well, there is actually currently a new Last Dance going on, and her name is Serena Williams, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so here's just what I say. With all these Laker docs and narrative TV shows, we get it. Dr. Jerry Buss fucks. That's all we ever hear of. It always starts with, oh, the poor NBA, we're so poopy. And then the fucking McFuckerson Jerry Buss came in, and he was like, I fuck. Okay, I just want to remind you, I fuck, and we get it. He's rich. He clearly was into cocaine. He liked to party. He clearly fucks. He had his tailor remove 3/4 of the buttons on his shirt because he would never ever button them because he fucks.
The chest out.
And what else does he do? He put this, the way that he flips his hair into looking like a little pancake on his head. I guess is because he fucks, but that one's a little bit more confounding. But I think being rich really helps having a pancake on your head.
He's bald and fucks. Yeah, he has thinning hair and fucks.
He fucked so much, he made basketball popular.
Yeah.
He fucked so much, Jack Nicholson started sitting courtside at basketball games. At Lakers
I hear
games.
This guy fucks.
He literally fucked
see what this
so
Lakers
much,
thing's about.
A man indirectly was murdered by the mob. He literally fucked so much, he kept a book of women he fucked so he could let you know that he fucks. It was like his dying wish on his deathbed was to make sure he's like, Janie, Jimmy, Junie, Johnny. They're all named like that.
Yeah,
Jim, right. John, Jin, Jindy, Didi, Juji, Jaji. Let everyone
Jaji,
know.
Get over here, Jaji.
There's 44 of these kids. And he's like,
I'm
please.
Gary Jr.
His last dying breath was like, make sure. Tell them how much I fucked. And then his kids are like, well, you know what? Honestly, we want that inheritance. So we need to follow through. We need to make sure everything references how much daddy fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it so much. They talk about it so much. I don't even believe he fucked.
Wow.
He's
a virgin.
I'm like, this fool's got,
it's
I got a girlfriend in
now.
Canada energy.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
buying it anymore.
Wow.
Damn.
I am not buying it anymore. I don't even think he fucked. Those kids are all adopted. He's a virgin. Okay.
You're
going
to provoke
anyway,
Jeannie
Buss. It's actually worth the watch. It's a great show.
Jeannie Buss can have a Players Tribune article. It's like, in response to Anna Hosnier's comment that my dad may not have fucked.
Wow.
My dad fucked.
Here's another 44 episode docuseries
Daddy
detailing
fucked.
Every fuck.
That's the Jeannie Buss op-ed. The title is just called Daddy Fucked. Okay.
Daddy fucked. Daddy fucked the legacy of the Lakers. That's basically what it should be.
These are the sorts of takes you can't get on our NBA show. I feel like this would be cut.
You got to come here.
Hey, guys, just one note. Maybe we should cut the whole doctor. We get it. Dr. Jerry fucks sort of bit that you do. No, but seriously, like, they really, really like to let you know how much Dr. Jerry busts.
I'm going to watch it just for that. Yeah. Sex icon.
Hey, what if we called it Showtime?
shit.
That's my impression of him. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk actual NBA news, among many other things. Sorry, Anna. Before we go to break, is there anything else that you want to recommend?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, I have millions of recommendations. Please go watch Serena Williams on her final Grand Slam.
Yeah.
There is a new show on Netflix called Mo with comedian Mo Amir about him being like it's from him and Rami Youssef about him being like a Palestinian American man in America and like trying to survive, which I think is really, go check that out. Also, there's a show on Apple TV. I don't know if I like it, but it's a psychological thriller, so now I'm emotionally invested. It's called Surface. Check that out. It's just an interesting ride. It's also in the Bay Area, so if you're from the Bay Area, you'll like seeing all these sort of like Bay Area imagery, but also I don't know if I like it. Anyway, that's an aside. And also in excitement news, Never Have I Ever season 3 is out. So go watch that if you haven't already. All the Never Have I Ever heads, they've already seen season 3.
Wait,
but if you haven't.
I'm sorry. Is this on a streaming corner or is this excitement news?
This is excitement news corner and a streaming corner.
Got it. Okay,
and also in reality TV world, Selling OC has dropped on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's sloppy.
It is a spinoff of Selling Sunset. That's right. Those little dudes made an OC office. It's a hot season, guys. Check it out. And then for one last recommendation, the season isn't even out yet, but if you love Housewives and if you love reality TV, go watch the trailer for the new season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Because there is a line from a new housewife said to Jen Shaw's face that is along the lines of, you better watch who you're talking to if you want any money on your books, which shook me to my core. Because if you don't know what's going on, Jen Shaw is going to jail. She pleaded guilty for like wire fraud and scamming a bunch of old people out of money. And to tell a woman who you know is going to jail for 10 years to watch what she says or she will not have money on her books is...
It's a gangster move.
Dark. So anyway, go check that out. Yeah. It is ice cold. I was shivering when I saw that.
Your commissary fund is going to be drained.
Empty. Zero.
Wild. Anyway, so that's Banana Streaming Corner. Thanks you so much for joining me, Jack and Miles. We'll be right back after this. We'll be back to talk more streaming. That's right.
We'll
Jack
be right
and
back
Miles
with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thanks.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back, and she just threw to ad on my ass. That's unbelievable.
Threw to the musical guest.
Musical guest.
Yes.
The Weeknd.
Bon Iver.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
You know what's funny is I'm still here.
Holy shit.
Hang out.
We're gonna fire through some stories here. Donovan Mitchell traded, and not to the Knicks.
No.
This is devastating for
the Knicks
fans. Anyone who knows Knicks fans, he's one of the great two guards in the league, and he was up for grabs, and everybody assumed it was the Knicks he would be going to. He's going to Cleveland.
Yep.
Going to the Cavs, baby.
That's
from a basketball standpoint, this is exciting.
Yeah, it's ripple effects, though. Now I'm like, okay, Russ is deadline day, maybe, or we just embrace him.
Nick, maybe the Knicks.
Who knows? But, you know,
Mitchell is going to be a lot of fun on the Cavs, who are very strong defensively inside. And Mitchell's main weakness is he's like not the best.
But does he fuck
defender.
Jack? But does he fuck?
The man fuck?
Okay.
And now everybody's about to find out. yeah, but great. I'm very excited about this trade for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the people of Cleveland, but not for the people of New York. I am sorry. Or to those people. Stacey Dash trending.
Yeah, she just found out that DMX died and was crying about it on her TikTok. And she was like, the angle I understand, because I think she's been sober for like a little over 6 years now. And she was like, I thought he was doing well or whatever. And she was like, I'm really embarrassed that I didn't know. But a lot of people like, man, you really, that MAGA shit will have you drifting so far from the culture. Like, DMX died?
and which I think surreal.
Yeah, a lot of people are just making Clueless jokes, which is like whatever. But I'm just more like, you see what happens? You lost yourself, Stacey.
Those Clueless jokes aren't just whatever, Miles. Those are hilarious.
Those Clueless jokes are whatever, actually. There it is.
There it is. Mississippi trending.
Yeah. Their governor is doing a cool thing. While this city struggles with its own infrastructure problems, Governor Tate Reeves is announcing that any of that sweet, sweet Byron student debt forgiveness will be taxed, motherfucker. Just so you know. And a lot of people are like, what is the... It's the same... They're using the same fucking talking point on the right, which is, you're paying for some gender studies major in California to get by on their longboards all day. And you are a contractor or laborer or whatever. And it's a lot of people like that... talking point is not working very well. In fact, many people are like, so the state of Mississippi is trying to like scare off college educated people from being in their state,
right? And also just this is directly taking money away from voters, so it's bad. I think that's bad politics.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah. You know, it's spite politics, and like, and it's easy to do that when you're so insulated with your wealth and stuff that nothing really registers to you. You just kind of look at it like, hey, that got a lot of retweets when I made that policy.
Right. Luke Hoyle. Is that another, how we're pronouncing that?
Luke Hoyle? Yeah. This is a Rush, like one of Russia's largest gas providers. The chairman of that company died after falling out of a hospital window.
Yeah.
And this goes along, this is on the backdrop where at least six other prominent businessmen in like the Russian gas industry have died in the last couple months, mysteriously.
Last couple months.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild.
Always something. Yeah. We read about people like going against the grain, in Russia and like being afraid for their safety in Putin's Russia. They're always worried about, they're like, yeah, a lot of people fall out of windows. And a lot of those stories end with them falling out a window and being like, it was a suicide, I guess.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think any sort of like accountability will ever come? Like, is Russia ever going to like learn? I guess I'm curious if they will ever be held accountable for their just such clear, blatant, shady behavior.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're setting a bad example for the world, to be honest. Because everyone would be like, well, they get to do all this shit.
Right. Probably not. I feel like dictatorships generally end with just the dictator dying. And then, I mean, I guess people will find out in the future via history, if we're lucky. But right. For the most part. I don't know.
But I mean, clearly at this moment, this is like a pattern where it's like, okay, yeah. Defenestration awaits if you speak out of pocket, because this company, like in early March, they were like, hey man, I don't know, Russian government, maybe we should like cease the aggression in Ukraine. And people were like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Cut to defenestration.
Got it. Okay. So that's the backstory.
It could be. I don't know. I mean, it's probably so complex with, I'm sure, like, because these people are quite influential because of how much, like, capital it generates. So it, like, probably fits in hand with, like, if you're trying to prevent yourself from being overthrown, like, you got to start, like, you know, pets' heads got to start falling off, as they say, right, in Dumb and Dumber.
Right. Okay. So what you're saying is no.
No.
Yeah.
It's like Donald Trump, you know, like when you're used to doing some shit, like you, you'll realize just the lesson will be learned when it's all over, basically.
Yeah.
Right. May never be all over. Like, for instance, Stalinist Russia and, you know, some of the horrifying things we've learned about that era is now, like, that's no longer acknowledged by the Russian government. So it's, you know, it goes back and forth. Reality shift based on who's in power.
Reality bites. Dude.
And Reality Bites,
yep.
Which my favorite movie. Mary Peltola.
Yeah.
Is that how we're pronouncing that?
Yeah, this is when Hune was on last week. He was talking about how she's running against Sarah Palin in this special election against Don Young. Well, she beat the brakes off of Sarah Palin and has become Alaska's first Native Alaskan in Congress to take over Don Young's seat for the rest of the term, which ends like in January. So she'll be in DC like in a week or two, and then she's also going to be running again in November to try and fully take that seat for the next term
against Palin again, presumably, right?
I mean, I think we'll see what happens. Look, the thing about her campaign is one of the strengths was calling out basically the status quo of like overfishing for profit in the state. Like, salmon is so important to Alaskans, and she was like, she grew up like with all the salmon runs happening in the state and has been fishing since she was a child. And because of like Alaska is like actually one of the least partisan states when you look at how many because they're mostly independents registered there.
Right.
That's like she was like, you know what? I'm going to speak to like what is really Alaskan, which is we're fucking up with the overfishing and we need to be, you know, she's like, I'm pro fish. I'm not out here caping for, you know, having infinite trawling of our waters when people are subsistence fishermen and things like that. And that, I think, resonated more than Sarah Palin going out there and be like, Joe Biden is making your gas woke Afghanistan. And that was, I guess, pretty good. And I think, like, as he was even talking when Hune was on, was just, you know, how just differently the Western world's relationship to natural resources is than the people they colonized.
Yeah.
And on just something very straightforward, I was like, we're going to fuck up our ecosystem that's vital to our state. And like, that's really an issue too that I'm talking about amongst the many other things, but that resonated a lot. And, you know, I hope she's able to win in November and, you know, long may her career last.
This feels like a massive upset, like it just based on the public zeitgeist imprint that she has versus Sarah Palin. So, I mean, very, very cool, and also a testament to the way that things are changing. The ideas that are resonating with Americans is changing in a way that I feel like doesn't really get acknowledged by the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Is encouraging. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. Again, Anna, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anywhere people can find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm at Anna Hostnie on Twitter, at Selling Hostnie on Instagram, hoping, you know, the end of Russia's terror is seen sooner rather than later.
You spoke that like a prophecy. all right. Big laugh.
Fucking Kawhi over here.
All right. Well, we're back tomorrow with a banger of a whole ass Fan episode featuring a mystery guest. You'll never guess. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.